Lawmakers and Navy officials met on Friday to discuss the latest information on the Navy's Red Hill fuel leak. Lieutenant Commander Angela Watson described the Navy's efforts to locate and repair the tank at the underground facility, which was built in the 1940s. She says the Navy plans to further investigate the cause of the leak in the coming months.
We're looking at getting into the tank, actually starting the inspection sometime towards the end of April. I do anticipate this to be a very thorough investigation or thorough inspection inside the tank, so I suspect it'll be a few months after that before we can really definitively say what is going on inside the tank.
The Navy first noticed the leak while refilling the 250-foot tank, which had recently been down for routine maintenance. Deputy Health Director Gary Gill says water samples from the area show low levels of contamination, but the fact that any is there at all is cause for concern.
Some of it is getting through, and I think what this really provides us an opportunity to do today is to respond to this particular spill, to get a good handle on what's happened in the past, and make sure nothing like this happens again.
Gill says Red Hill has a history of contamination, some of which has worked its way down to the water table. He estimates that since the facility opened in 1943, as much as 1.2 million gallons of fuel have been released.
The biggest question before us is, where is it going? Recent analysis that suggests that, in fact, it may be heading up this way, and that's what the Board of Water Supply is concerned of, because that's their well.
The well in question is in Halava, northwest of the Red Hill facility. Ernie Lau is the manager and chief engineer for the Board of Water Supply. On Friday, he urged Navy officials to consider planning for the long term.
It is of utmost importance that we prevent the contamination of the drinking water source, even if it requires retrofit of these tanks, which are currently 70 years old, and the probability of failure increases every year the facility continues to age.
House Representative Cynthia Thielen agrees. She's the vice chair of the Energy and Environmental Protection Committee.
I think we need to start the discussion about not just retrofitting or continuing to patch the tanks, but to look at replacing them with modern tanks. That's a very serious situation because of the water table, and it could be disastrous for Hawaii.
Investigations on the Red Hill leak will continue next week when federal help from the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to arrive in Honolulu. Molly Solomon for HPR News.